From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting nuclear threats from North Korea. South Korea and the United States have begun their annual joint military exercise in an atmosphere of an increased tension due to North Korea's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests and a threat from the powerful National Defense Commission of an all-out offensive to counter the annual drill. A North Korean news anchor reports that in response to any attack by U.S. and South Korean forces, the North Korean army and people will not miss the opportunity to realize the greatest desire of the Korean nation through a sacred war of justice for reunification. This is Northeast Asia security analyst Daniel Pinkston of Troy University in Seoul.
If North Korea wants to take some kind of belligerent military action against the South in some limited way, I think they're running a very high risk of facing some retaliation.
The exercises, known as Key Resolve and Full Eagle, are the largest ever staged, with more than 300,000 South Korean troops and about 17,000 U.S. forces participating. A Taliban suicide bomber has blown himself up outside of a local court in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding at least 36 more. A spokesman for the militant group Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, a member of the Pakistani Taliban waging insurgency against the state, claimed responsibility. The main Syrian opposition group signaled Monday it intends to take part in renewed UN-led peace talks set to begin later on this week. Riyad Nasan Aga, a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, said representatives plan to start arriving in Geneva on Friday. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura originally intended to reconvene Syrian peace talks last month, but pushed it back for the sake of negotiations between the U.S. and Russia. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden kicked off a five-day trip to the Middle East on Monday as he expressed the U.S. mission to defeat ISIS, referring to the terrorist organization by its Arab pejorative, Daesh.
We have to squeeze the heart of Daesh in Iraq and Syria so they can't continue to pump their poison into the region and the rest of the world.
His address at the airbase in front of a whole room full of U.S. service people was also infused with some spirited morale building.
You control the skies over Iraq and Syria. Matter of fact, you all control the skies of the whole damn world.
Mr. Biden will also meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas on Wednesday and on Thursday with Jordan's King Abdullah II. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels today will reportedly close the migrant route from Greece through the Balkans to points north and west in Europe. Tens of thousands of migrants and refugees remain stranded at the border between Greece and Macedonia as Balkan countries place severe restrictions on those crossing the border who fled the violence in Syria. The EU leaders will also be meeting with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu on ways to end smuggling efforts to send migrants and refugees to the continent by sea. Human Rights Watch is calling for the African Union to establish a court to take to trial the most serious cases of abuse in South Sudan, where it says both the army and rebels have committed serious violations. Violence in South Sudan has persisted despite a peace accord signed in August between the government and the armed opposition. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Tarabi was buried Sunday following a funeral attended by thousands. Tarabi died on Saturday at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. Mr. Tarabi became the only Sudanese politician to support a warrant for Mr. Bashir's arrest by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died of congestive heart failure. She was 94. Douglas Brinkley of Rice University says she was a very popular First Lady.
Although at times controversial in the 80s, and her Just Say No campaign against drugs as First Lady and then as ex First Lady, she became a leader in the crusade to find cures for Alzheimer's disease. But she's really going to be known as the alter ego of Ronald Reagan.
President Reagan was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 1994, and Mrs. Reagan cared for him at their California home until his death in 2004. The two had been married since 1952. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.